Welcome back, folks, to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindset, strategies, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. In this episode, we'll walk through a path that 90% of small businesses face, scaling from a solo operator to building a team. I will explain how to reduce common mistakes in hiring, especially early on, when the wrong person can drag your business down. Many candidates may be incompetent, irresponsible, or simply not a good fit for your company's culture, leading to costly setbacks. We will explore how to avoid these issues and ensure your business grows smoothly by making the right hires and fostering a strong team from the start. We will also discuss the importance of hiring a personal assistant, the methodology for doing this effectively. When entrepreneurs begin a small business, most of the time, they handle every aspect alone: product development, customer service, marketing, and administration, initially and mostly with limited funds and modest income. Stemming from a few early clients and basic advertising, the entrepreneur works diligently juggling numerous tasks to keep the business running smoothly. As the business grows, managing everything becomes overwhelming. Recognizing that this approach is unsustainable, the entrepreneur hires their first employee, typically focusing on marketing or sales. This person's primary role is to enhance visibility, generate leads, or boost sales. With the business expansion, managing operations and client interactions becomes even more complex. To address this, the entrepreneur hires a second employee, often a sales manager. This role involves handling clients' communications, scheduling, and might be order management, just to free time for entrepreneur to concentrate on high-level tasks, for example, like product improvement. As the team grows, it begins to specialize into three main areas: a sales team, managing client interactions and order fulfillment, then marketing team, focused on promotions and lead generation, and operations team, which is responsible for the core business functions. These divisions allow the business to scale effectively and support continued growth. However, transitioning from a solo operator to leading a structured team presents several challenges. The entrepreneur must shift from a hands-on role to a leadership position, which involves relinquishing direct control over previously managed tasks. This shift requires adapting to overseeing a more complex operations and maintaining balance between hands-on involvement and leadership. At this point, communication becomes a critical issue as the team expands. Ensuring alignment with the company's goals and standards is crucial. Miscommunications and misunderstandings can lead to errors, inefficiencies, and frustration. The entrepreneur must develop strong communication skills and establish effective systems to keep the team informed and engaged. Managing growing operational complexity is another challenge. As the business grows, as the business scales, processes need to be streamlined to maintain high-quality products or services. This might involve investing in new technology, refining procedures, or enhancing training programs. The increased workload can strain resources, requiring careful planning and prioritization to avoid burnout and ensure operational efficiency. And if we talk about financial management, it also becomes more complex. With more employees and expanded operations, careful management of cash flow, budgeting, and expenses is essential. Unexpected costs of financial missteps can threaten the business stability. The entrepreneur must balance spending on growth with maintaining a solid financial foundation. often making tough decisions about investments and cost-cutting. To maintain company's culture is another additional challenge as the team grows. It is vital to preserve the initial values and vision of the business while integrating new members. A cohesive, motivated team is critical for sustained success, and the entrepreneur must foster a positive work environment that supports collaboration and morale that supports collaboration. To handle it effectively, growing responsibilities and reduce stress, consider hiring a personal assistant. This step can significantly ease the burden of managing numerous tasks at the same time and enhance overall efficiency. A personal assistant can take on various responsibilities that don't require your direct involvement, allowing you to focus on a strategic aspect of the business and support continued growth. A personal assistant can take on a range of duties, from managing administrative tasks and scheduling appointments to running personal errands, like picking up children from school. Delegating these tasks allows you to focus on higher priority elements of your business, such as refining products or expanding services. It might be anything, whatever. This shift not only boosts your productivity, but also improves overall business operations. If finances are a concern, hiring a personal assistant doesn't necessarily mean a full-time commitment. You can start with a part-time assistant or even hire one on a temporary basis. Simply just count the hours you spend on tasks that someone else could do. Then check how much money your business makes each hour on average. This will show you if hiring someone to help can let you make more money by giving you more time. The benefits of hiring a personal assistant are significant. It frees up your valuable time, allowing you to focus on, as I said to you before, on high-impact activities that drives your business success. With less time spent on routine tasks, you can devote more energy to growth and innovation. Additionally, a personal assistant enhances organizational efficiency, ensuring that processes are streamlined and deadlines are met. This role also provides the flexibility to adapt as your business evolves, meeting changing needs effectively. In summary, I would like to say that hiring a personal assistant early in your business, it is not only about to enhance productivity, but also it helps you mitigate mistakes and reduce stress. So, let's speak now about how exactly you should do that. When you hire a personal assistant, the first step is to clearly define what you need from this role. Consider the specific tasks you want the assistant to handle, whether it's managing schedules, organizing meetings, or handling correspondence, whatever it might be. This clarity will shape your recruitment process. For instance, if your primary need is for someone to handle administrative tasks, you will want candidates with strong organizational and time management skills. Conversely, if you need someone to manage complex projects, you look for candidates with project management experience and problem-solving abilities. To refine this, create a profile of your ideal candidate, or as some people say, avatar of potential candidate. It involves outlining the skills, traits, and overall fit you're looking for. Essential characteristics might include excellent communication skills, discretion, or it might be ability to manage multiple tasks efficiently. To develop this profile, start by listing the specific attributes and competences required for the role. Consider whether you need someone with extensive experience or someone who can grow into the role, and reflect on personal qualities that would make them successful in your business environment. And this profile may include, for example, job-specific skills, something like proficiency with office software, or it might be experience with the scheduling tools. Then, experience level. Prior experience in a similar role, relevant achievements. Then goes personal traits. You need to communicate with this person almost every day. So, for example, something like detail-oriented or proactive. It might include professional goals, For example, aspiration that aligns with your business needs. Being realistic and detailed in your profile will help you in crafting an accurate job description. Your job description should not only outline the responsibilities and requirements, but also highlight the benefits and opportunities the role offers. This makes the position attractive to suitable candidates. At the same time, candidates should demonstrate how their skills and experience match the job requirements and why they're a strong fit for your needs. While you perform assessment of potential candidate for your team, particularly for the role of personal assistant, it is critical to evaluate how they handle tasks under realistic conditions. One of my favorite and the most preferred method is a practical test that mirrors tasks they will likely perform once they will be hired. Here's what I suggest. Define a task that typically takes around 2, maybe 3 hours of your time. This task should be clear but somewhat challenging, something that requires thought, attention to detail, and a solid time management. Now, give the candidate 3 days to complete it. This test is not just about whether they can perform the task. It is a deeper measure of how they approach work. Pay close attention to when they deliver their results. Those who wait until the very last moment submitting the task just before or exactly at the deadline are likely not the best fit for your team. Why? Because you don't want to build a team full of last-minute workers. Especially if you intend to leave things until the last minute yourself. You want people who will bring the balance and help you stay ahead of schedule. By setting a longer deadline, for example, 3 days, 2 days, you create an opportunity to see if they will complete the task with time to spare, which shows initiative, foresight, and strong organizational skills. Personal assistants who manage their time well can be the backbone of your operations, keeping things running smoothly and preventing tasks from piling up and slipping through the cracks. You need someone proactive, not reactive. This test also helps you to see how they handle responsibility without constant oversight. If they can finish the task efficiently and with high quality, it indicates that they will likely bring the same attitude to future work, managing your schedule and business errands with minimal supervision. A personal assistant like this can free you up to focus on higher-level activity, as I told you before, and that actually move your business forward, knowing that day-to-day tasks are in capable hands. Hiring a personal assistant or any key role in your business, I strongly recommend conduct group interviews. This strategy presents multiple advantages, not only in saving time, but also in creating a more competitive environment. Let me explain why this approach works so well. First and foremost, holding up a group interview allows you to assess multiple candidates simultaneously, which saves you a significant amount of time. Rather than repeating the same process for each individual, you can compare and observe them side by side. By interviewing 4 or 5 candidates at once, you streamline your hiring process while still gathering all the necessary information about each person's skills and demeanor. Secondly, when candidates see they are not the only ones competing for the position, it creates an immediate sense of urgency and demonstrates that the role is in high demand. This competitive pressure can push candidates to present their best selves, showing more interest and enthusiasm to secure the job. When they realize they are not the only option on the table, they will likely put more effort into making a good impression. Lastly, incorporating a practical task, as I mentioned earlier, adds another layer of evaluation. During the group interview, assign them an actual task you need to be completed, something relevant to the job and beneficial to your business. This is a chance to see how they handle real-world responsibilities
and how their work compares to one another. And don't be intimidated if one or more of them perform tasks better than you could. Those are the people you should be looking for. You want to hire someone who brings skills and efficiencies to your business. Someone who completes and improves your operation. Trust me, if you follow these steps, it will become quite clear who the most suitable candidate for your business. You will see not only who stands out in terms of qualifications, but also who is motivated to contribute to your success. This approach not only simplifies the hiring process, but also helps you choose a candidate who will truly add value to your team. And now let's speak about the way you conduct a group interview as a part of your team building process. Especially for positions like personal assistant, it is important to structure the interview efficiently to get the most out of the candidates and ensure you're making an informed decision. Here's the practical guide to help you run the interview smoothly, drawing from the earlier points discussed about candidates evaluation. Step number one, scheduling the group interview. Firstly, you need to make sure that you have enough candidates. I recommend you interviewing 4 to 5 people at once. If wise to schedule more than this, ideally around 10 candidates. Why? Because some of them will not even show up. By inviting 10 candidates, you're likely to end up with a solid group of at least 5 who will attend. Aim to keep the interview between 40 and 60 minutes. Step number 2, introduction. Start the interview by introducing yourself and providing a brief overview of your business. This should take no more than 5 to 10 minutes. Give a concise but clear explanation of the position, detailing the kinds of tasks they will be responsible for and the problems they will need to solve. It is important to set the tone of the interview from the beginning, creating a professional but competitive atmosphere. Let them know that questions will be answered at the end of the interview, so they will not interrupt the flow. Step number 3, candidate introduction. Once the introduction is completed, it is time for the candidates to briefly present themselves. This step allows you to see how they communicate under the pressure. Allocate 1 or 2 minutes for each candidate to explain their relevant experience and why they think that they are the best fit for this position. To keep things on track, use a timer and enforce the time limits strictly. This not only demonstrates how well they can articulate their qualifications in a short amount of time, but also gives insight into how they handle time constraints. A candidate who goes way over or under the time limit may not be the most organized or disciplined in their work. Step number 4, questions and interactions. After everyone has had their turn to introduce themselves, it's time to open up the floor for questions. This section is critical because it allows candidates to display their curiosity, engagement, and understanding of the role. Candidates who ask thoughtfully, well-informed questions may already be visualizing themselves in the role, while those who ask generic questions might not be given thought to how they fit into your business. Keep this portion brief, around 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the number of candidates. And now we're coming to the step number 5, the task assignment. Now comes the most revealing part, the task. Just like in the individual test, present a practical assignment that mirrors a task they would perform in the role. The task should be relevant to your business or even something you need to complete, but never have enough time for, and should take around 2-3 hours to finish. Set a deadline of 3 days for the candidates to submit their work. Make sure to explain that the quality of the work will be the factor in your decision-making. As mentioned earlier, those who deliver close to or right at the deadline are likely procrastinators, not the kind of people you want handling time-sensitive business matters. Candidates who complete tasks promptly with attention to details will show initiative and strong organizational skills. Another great advantage of this approach is that after the candidates complete the task, you will have several different solutions to the actual problem you delegated for the test. Why this approach works? By conducting group interviews and assigning tasks, you efficiently filtering out the weaker candidates. The group setting pushes candidates to bring their A game as they compete for the position, while the task assignment allows you to see their work ethic and capabilities in real time. Plus, the group dynamic helps you to identify how well candidates will handle working in your team and interacting with others. Through this method, you are not only assessing each candidate's ability to perform tasks and communicate clearly, but also testing their organizational skills, time management, and ability to handle pressure. By the time you have completed the group interview and review the tasks, the most suitable candidate will likely stand out clearly, making the decision process smoother and more efficient. And remember, you want someone who takes initiatives, stay ahead of deadlines, and adds value to your business. This approach helps you to find exactly that. And remember, don't be shy to make notes, and nobody told you that this group interview has to be the only one. You need to perform as many interviews as you need until you find the proper person that suits your needs. On the next episode, we'll discuss simple tricks how to hire first sales managers and conduct interview as well.
If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description.